Title: Interim Rule Confirms Section 889 Part B Restriction on Contractor Use of Chinese Telecom Will Go into Effect August 2020. Content: On July 14, 2020, the Department of Defense, DOD, General Services Administration, GSA, and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, published an interim rule amending the Federal Acquisition Regulation, FAR, in order to implement Section 889(a)(1)(b) of the FY 2019 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. 1. The interim rule is effective August 13, 2020, and applies to all solicitations issued after, or resulting in contracts that will be awarded after, the effective date. Interested parties have until September 14, 2020 to submit written comments for consideration in the formation of the final rule. Section 889 has two key sections: Part A and Part B. Part A, which went into effect via interim rule on August 13, 2019, prohibits executive agencies from purchasing from contractors restricted products and services from certain Chinese telecommunications companies, e.g., Huawei and ZTE, among others. As we've discussed previously, here, the Part A rule created new FAR provisions and two key contract clauses. While there had been discussions on pushing back the implementation date for Part B, this interim rule confirms contractors will need to work to meet the compliance deadline coming next month. FAR changes to implement Part B. Part B, which is the focus of the new interim rule, prohibits executive agencies from working with contractors that use covered telecommunications equipment or services, even if that use is unrelated to the contractor's federal business. The statutory language is quite broad. The government shall not enter into a contract or extend or renew a contract with an entity that uses any equipment, system, or service that uses covered telecommunications equipment or services as a substantial or essential component of any system, or as critical technology as part of any system. Because of the apparent breadth of the statutory language, the FAR rule implementing Part B has been highly anticipated by companies, large and small, that do business with the federal government. To implement the Part B prohibition, FAR 52.204-24 and FAR 52.204-25 will be revised. The interim rule updates FAR 52.204-24, requiring contractors to submit an additional representation with each offer stating whether, after a reasonable inquiry, the offeror uses covered telecommunications equipment or services. The interim rule further provides that a reasonable inquiry is an inquiry designed to uncover any information in the entity's possession about the identity of the producer or provider of covered telecommunications equipment or services used by the entity. A reasonable inquiry need not include an internal or third-party audit. This representation will be required for solicitations issued after, or resulting in contracts that will be awarded after, August 13, 2020. Like it did with Part A, to reduce the burden on offerors, the government plans to update the System for Award Management, SAM, to allow offerors to make this representation annually. The interim rule also updates FAR 52.204-25 to include additional language from Section 889 prohibiting executive agencies from entering into a contract, or extending or renewing a contract, with an entity that uses any covered telecommunications equipment or services as a substantial or essential component or critical technology, unless an exception applies or a waiver is granted. Notably, contractor use is not restricted to usage in the performance of work under a federal contract. Scope and applicability: the application and scope of the rule is quite broad in many respects. Namely, it will apply to all FAR contracts, including contracts under the micropurchase threshold and contracts for the acquisition of commercially available off-the-shelf, COTS, items. While the overall scope remains broad, it appears the drafters of the interim rule sought to give contractors some relief through useful limitations. For example, Part B will apply at the prime contractor level only, and there will be no required flow down to subcontractors. This is because, according to the drafters, the prime is the only entity that the agency enters into a contract with. As such, the term offeror will continue to refer only to the entity that executes the contract with the government. Additionally,